Alfred Wellman. Well, it was hard times in the open pit, 1800 down. One day you'd make $2 and the next you're glory bound. Whoa, the next you're glory bound. So I dodge the rocks from the sudden slides and I swim out of the flood. In the rain and cold we dug for gold through the water and the mud. Whoa, through the water and the mud.
Kimberly Mines. Times were hard in the 1930s, but I wasn't afraid of hard work or working in dark, damp mines. In 1937 and 38, I worked at the Kimberly Mines, also known as Gold Mountain. I was 21 or 22 years old. Kimberly Mines in Paiute County, Utah, had been mined from the late 1800s off and on. At its peak, gold was shipped in 6x10x10 bars valued over $20,000 each. In 1938, it was about mined out. But the company hired about 50 men to try to revive it. I was one of them. Our crew worked out of a hole we'd dug straight down into the mine. We were let down on a heavy rope with a bucket full of ore tied to the end of it. Each of us went down separately. I wasn't afraid, even though I knew the air was stale and the owners placed birds in cages to check oxygen levels. If a bird died, it meant we needed to clear out of there. We wouldn't be too far behind and our number being up. Our boss was an ornery old cuss, to say the least. I didn't care much for him. There were minor rules violations that should have been addressed, but weren't. I think many of us prayed on our way in and out of that mine every day. No, I did. We made several new shafts, looking for new ore veins. One of these times, we ran across a promising vein that looked like it might have gold. And what should we do with this? One flushed, dusty guy asked me. Well, if we continue to drill new holes without beam supports, we could all die in here, I replied. Till they get better safety control in here, I vote we cover it over. And everyone agreed, which may have saved our lives. Because one day, we heard the dinner bell from deep within the recesses of where we were digging a new tunnel. In our area, we hauled out bucket by bucket through the same hole we went in and out of. It was always a relief to be hauled out into the sweet-smelling, clear, clean air. It renewed our bodies with oxygen once more. As the last miner was hauled up one afternoon, we all headed to the lion shack to eat. At that moment, the ground shook. A thunderous roar seemed to shatter our eardrums. Plumes of dust and debris burst from the shaft, like a new volcano puffing its anger just before it explodes. Kimberly Mine met its demise that day, never to reopen, to my knowledge. I'm sure many of the miners were grateful to still be alive. Surely it was a miracle, as unseen angels made sure we were all out. We may have been out of work, but that wasn't important. We were alive. I never missed Kimberly Mine, but my love of mining and adventure never ceased.
Home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the sky